Okay, gentlemen, that is all of our regular business. Now we got one under old business. Mr. Wright?
Yes, the old business item is case number 11444, the application of Wolfram H. and Arlene Andrews. And the site is south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, being east of Roosevelt Avenue, 1,200 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 22, block 7, Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38815 Roosevelt Avenue, Subbeville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of 533, map 2018, parcel 13, and requesting a variance from the front yard and rear yard setback requirement. The board tabled this application on September 8th, 2014, until this evening. In the record, there are three letters of support, 14 signatures on a petition in opposition, and one mail return. For the record, I did receive a letter from Kieran and Associates from John Barwick. It was received on the 15th of September, and they are requesting dropping their request for the front yard setback and still requesting the rear yard variance. And basically, that's about what the letter said. It basically said, on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Andrews, please rescind the request for a front yard setback variance. The deck will simply be made shorter to fit within the existing setback. The Andrews are still requesting the adjustment to the rear yard setback to allow, in order to accommodate a spiral staircase. So they're basically taking out one, requesting you to not consider one and just consider the rear.
Hit it.
So you drop the front yard and just they won't keep
just
it.
The rear.
Just the rear is all they want now.
Right. Okay.
Well, were we looking to see if the neighbor had one or something like that? Didn't we table it for that?
That's what I thought.
Oh, the only thing you had was pictures of the neighboring house.
Right.
And then it appeared that the neighboring property encroached the front by the pictures, if you remember.
Right.
And they had a spiral staircase on the front. And the applicant was proposing an expansion on the front, which they're now requesting to be rescinded. And I wasn't here for that meeting, so I just joined from what I read.
Right.
Yeah, I think Mr. Workman wanted to know that. Didn't you want to know whether they could make, I think you asked the question if they could get to the second floor.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That on that side, so to the front. That,
right. This is an easy way to come downstairs to the beach.
That's all. Yeah, be able to get down. They go up, change clothes.
From all
the
floors. From all floors.
Yeah, from all floors.
Convenience.
Right. Yeah,
basically.
And the kids, he said they want to clean the kids from sand and water and stuff like
keep
that.
Keep the sand out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it was, yeah.
Or down to the beach.
Yeah, as right far from as, the ground
as,
up.
As far as the you know, the guy wanted to, the reason for that tenth of an inch on the front, just wanted to bring it out to the, where the neighbors was.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a moot point now.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter now.
Though. Okay. That's my understanding. He's still going to add on, but he just,
right.
He's just not going to add on. As
right. He'll stay in the 5 foot setback.
He wanted what? Tenth of a foot?
Tenth of a foot.
Yeah.
What did I say?
The reason why he couldn't adjust that. Yeah. Tenth of a foot.
The request was a 9 foot variance from the required 20 foot rear yard setback requirement, which would allow for a spiral staircase 4x4 foot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Squared out around the circle.
Right.
And he's abandoning the request for the front,
right,
which was actually encroaching into the setback.
I think he testified also that the neighbor had one, didn't he?
Yes.
Next door to him?
Yep.
Yeah, the picture showed
it. On the front, the neighbor has a spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a spiral, but it's set back.
Yeah, it just doesn't go. It doesn't go from ground level up.
Oh, okay.
It goes from the third to the second floor.
Second floor, right?
Third to second, or.
Yeah, it goes up to the roof, basically.
Up to the roof, yeah. But it was in the setback, though, right?
Appeared to be.
Yeah.
That one's.
That part was set back further than the rest of the porch.
Right. He must have stretched his lot.
Stretch a lot down.
We do that with fish sometimes.
Okay. Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
I'm not in favor.
Okay. Mr. Ricker?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I don't really have a problem with it.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have a problem with the request in the back, and I'm glad he retracted the front.
How was that? What did he say?
He said he doesn't have a problem with the one in the back. He's glad he retracted the one in the front.
You know, I just, not that it has any bearing, but I just noticed in this picture, somebody's cleaning the window from inside of the house on the second floor of the neighbor's property.
I just think it's, I think it's necessary. I think it's just a want, it's not a need. That's my opinion.
That's how I felt at the beginning, after listening to him.
I mean, you're at the beach. I get dirt in my house almost on me all the time. So you're at the beach, that's what you're going to get.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm not in favor.
I say I don't have a problem with it, but I'm not convinced that it's not created by the applicant. So.
It was created to me. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have known personally.
Okay, I'll make a motion, gentlemen.
Okay.
I make a motion that we deny case number 11,444 because I believe the hardship is being created by the applicant.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Ripper and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,444. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,444 is denied.
Is everybody going to... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Alrighty. I guess then that's all of it, gentlemen. All the hearings and everything. Okay, Mr. Rickards, you had something?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I'm going to attend that. What is it?
Public Integrity Workshop?
Yeah, Integrity.
Workshop?
It's not mandatory.
Huh? I have a previous commitment.
What is it about, Mr. Like, do you know anything about it? Or
I haven't.
Sharp, do you know anything about it?
It's I don't have a copy of the letter in front of me, but there was
at a council, Sussex County Council meeting in July. There was a, I believe it was Deborah Moreau, I think that's her name, from the, she came and spoke to the council about ethics and whether, you know, the ethics rules that all public officials are under, and it was broached at that time that perhaps a workshop where she could discuss the Public Integrity Commission and how it operates and its role in the event that someone were to call into question, you know, whether yours or council's or Planning and Zoning Commission, one of the members' judgment, it was called into question how that process would work, and I think that's the purpose of the workshop.
And I believe they asked for copies of the rules and procedures of the board, the commission, and the council.
Oh, so they're...
They're all just a little tweaked, a little different, not much.
Really, yeah, that's on the...
I think it was one of those things that was requested by council. Yeah.
For, they
had requested for their information and extended the invitation to you all.
You, Mr. Mills, you going to...
No, I have a previous commitment that I can't really break.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm afraid I will be unable to attend.
Okay.
Somebody's got to work, right?
I won't be able to attend.
Oh, I said somebody has to work.
Mr. Workman?
I think I'll be able to.
And,
Good, you and I? Okay.
Mr. Ricker, you will be
able to. Yes, I will be there. I mean, after all.
In silence, you're not going to be the spokesman, you're going to be in silence.
You have had my integrity.
Update copy of the rules and procedures of the board.
The last one I have is from 1998, I believe, so.
That's all I got.
I got one.
We got a more recent one than that, don't we?
No.
I don't think so.
I know, Mr. Chair.
1998, but did it?
What?
I'm looking at what Mr. Mills has, it looks like the same one I've got.
What you should do.
That's what we did with Mr. McCabe, the new one.
I think the council and the commission.
Yeah, July 20th, 98.
Annually renew their rules and procedures the same night that they do their election of officers. So it wouldn't be a bad idea for them to check the rules and procedures and then bring them up before the board and let the board vote on them again, get them on the record, and then update them each year.
There you go.
So these are the rules that we are.
Go by.
I mean, no, I know we go by, but.
That's what you go by, right?
But who makes those rules?
Remember, we did it, remember, Ron always did, we got them together.
Yeah, the board has to vote on them.
We vote on them, Lawrence, you helped us with them, if I remember.
Probably, whoever the attorney was.
Do you remember?
I know that they've asked, if you go.
I think all members helped.
If you go online, you can see the rules and procedures of the commission and the council.
You remember that, John, when we did it?
They're online now, they just checked it out in the last week.
That's only been 16 years.
So John and Dale made the.
He put together the rules.
With three other members.
16 years, you can't remember that far back?
Yeah, I've slept a few times since then.
Yeah, Burl was involved in that.
Yeah, Bill Wheatley and who was?
That should have been Rick.
Your mom's here.
I don't know, that's 14.
His mother's here. Back then.
Well, you know, the.
And Margaret would have been here in 97.
Other thing that they got going.
Yeah, huh?
Margaret would have been here in 97.
Yes, she was, I mean, all the members got together, I remember.
They had to vote on them.
We had to vote on them. Last I remember.
You know, John, no one's ever in 81 years questioned my integrity, but maybe they're catching up to me, I don't know.
Here's what the code says about rules. Says the board shall select a chairman from its membership, shall appoint a secretary, and shall prescribe rules for the conduct of its affairs. So I believe it would be up to you all to look at the rules and, you know, maybe if you want to, take a look at them and send me some comments, and maybe we can put it on an agenda item to discuss.
We could make available to the members copies of the commission and the council. They are going to be a little different, because you do a little bit different thing.
That'd be good, I've never seen a copy of them.
Yeah, the whole package, and we can compare.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That would be good.
Just make a packet of all three of them, give them to us, you know.
Yeah, that way you can compare, because you do these.
See where we differ.
What the board does is something different than the council and the commission does, so they have to look at different things. Jamie'd have to review it based on the code.
Yeah.
Could you do that, make us up a pack with all three of them?
I'll make them available.
Yeah, if you can, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, what it might be that you could, that meeting's on September 30th.
Yeah.
Right, at 1:00.
Mm-hmm, week from this coming Tuesday.
I looked at your.
You wouldn't have the opportunity to review them before then, so make them available to you after you hear what they've said at that meeting, that'll give you a better insight of what you want to put in, if you need change in it.
There's some things that probably need to be updated, I mean, it talks about like magnetic tape and things like that.
I mean, that would be the best time to do it after you go, who sit, can attend, can sit through that meeting.
Well, you don't have enough to do, Mr., you know, you're on the council, you're on. Now we're asking you to make up.
I mean, it really should be done, because I didn't realize it was 97, I thought it was more recent than.
No, not that I know of, do you, John?
I don't think I do.
No, I know it's not.
I've got a running thing somewhere of some comments that I've made over time, so I'll dig those up.
Does he get comp time like the other secretary?
He gets double comp.
How do you think he has time to play golf?
I'm going to lay that on him. I said, man, you got plenty of comp time.
You don't get comp time?
No.
No.
Why?
I get flex, equal. Take two, I get two.
So you got to use yours in the week then, or during the same week then?
No.
You don't, we get flex, that's what we have to do, get comp, we don't.
He uses his comp time when Gene Byard tells him to.
That's right.
How many hours I've got that I'll never get to use? 478.
No, you don't use them, that'd be you to do.
Yeah, he's.
You need to use them, it's your fault, there, get them.
I got the rules of the commission right here, and I think I've got the council too.
But you don't have the ones.
I don't have the board. I don't think I have the board.
Don't have the board.
So.
John.
Johnson has got copies.
You got copies of that?
I got one somewhere. I just don't have it in my book.
Would you send it to Rector?
No, I just don't have it in the book. I don't think
That's bad.
And I got the order procedures of the. There you go. I got it.
For a fee, yeah, bud.
That's right.
There you go.
I'm looking to see if I got
my figures. Are got to go through me to sign it. There we go.
There you go.
Let's get an official trip down there. On the director.
What year did you say?
No, I'm sorry?
What year did you say?
1997, 98.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, I knew it.
It was effective August 1st.
Effective, adopted on July 20th, effective August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I got all three of them.
Okay.
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 We're good.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Second.
Second? Aye. Adjourn.
Oh, I really did. What time is it? I missed it.